The city mailed out 525 of the surveys to stallholders in October. 97 people responded. The questionnaire was aimed at gauging user satisfaction and what services users would be willing to cut in order to keep moorage rates from going up. Over 64% of the respondents were commercial fishermen, followed by recreational boaters and a handful of charter operators. The city asked University of Alaska Marine Advisory Program agent Sunny Rice to compile the results. She presented them to the city council Monday night, beginning with a section that asked users about a long list of harbor services.
Did they want them to be reduced, improved, or kept as the status quo? All of them had more than, or almost 70% saying they wanted it kept status quo. So I would say that that indicates a pretty high satisfaction rate with what's going on at the harbor.
At the very top of the list for users were stall assignments, dispatch, skiff availability, the launch ramp, emergency response, and utilities. All of those received a 90% or better status quo rating. Even the least favorite services, the use of a forklift and bait shed storage, received the status quo thumbs up from at least 70% of the respondents. Only about a quarter of the respondents said they wanted improvements or cuts to services. For improvements, maintenance, billing, and snow removal stood out. Meanwhile, bait shed storage, tour ship assistance, and forklift services received the most votes for areas that could be reduced. For the most part, though, harbor users who responded to the survey seemed okay with what they were getting for their money.
85.2 said they're willing to pay the current mortgage fees and reasonable increases for the services provided. And then sort of overall satisfaction, 89% of folks, when they were asked, are you satisfied, unsatisfied, or other, said that they were satisfied with the harbor services.
Rice compiled the survey at the request of the city manager. The questionnaire itself was created through a combined effort of city staff, the Harbor Board, and the City Council. Councilor Melinda Hofstad had been opposed to the wording of the survey after a revision by the Harbor Board. Hofstad and Mayor Al Dwyer asked about the response rate Monday. It worked out to about 18%, and Rice said it was up to the council to decide whether or not they thought that was a good response.
If I feel like I get 20% on some kind of mail-out survey, I feel pretty good. So, but that's just my impression.
Usually if people don't like something, they'll respond. If they're happy with it, they keep their mouth shut. That's normal, I think.
There were a lot of people happy that responded.
Well, yeah.
More people happy than unhappy.
It's the opposite of what you think. You know, because if you got an axe to grind, you good way to do it.
The harbor survey was prompted by a series of increases in harbor rates and the ongoing council debate over shortfalls in the department's budget. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.